on earth is this in my studio?
Getting to know you.
Well, he goes by the name of Mr. Paul Barrel. Hello, sir.
Hi, Rob.
How are you doing?
Yeah, fine, thanks. Except for the weather, of course.
Well, of course, yeah. But I noticed you were dressed very sensibly for the rain this morning.
Yeah, well, I realised, having looked out the window early hours this morning in South Weald, that it was not a day for shorts.
No, definitely not. No, I'm starting to think that I'm quite glad I chose the trousers this morning, to be totally honest with you.
Good move, mate.
Yeah, absolutely. Paul, don't mean to be rude, but what are you doing in my studio? You've come in to talk to me with all this paperwork in front of you. What is, if you could sum it up in a word, what would it be?
Brentwood Firewalk.
Well, that's two words, but I'll let you have it.
All right.
Brentwood Firewalk. Okay. Well, look, I know a little bit about this. Okay. We've been talking on air whilst the feeling was playing about the Brentwood Firewalk. I know a little bit about this, but I'm thinking some people might not.
No.
So it's probably worth going into a bit of detail about what a firewalk is, the fact that there's a Brentwood Firewalk coming, and when it's going to be. And I understand as well, from what we've had a little talk about, is that hopefully this is going to kind of bring a lot of people together into one place and raise as much money as possible for charity.
Yeah.
So this is not only going to be a pretty awesome experience for as many people as possible, but it will also be a very, very good opportunity to raise lots of money for charity. I'm thinking, if it's all right with you,
yep,
I'd like to tie this in with my bucket list.
Fire,
which I mentioned to you about off there. You went, you're a bit young for a bucket list, Rob, aren't you? And I thought, well, yeah, I am, but I'm trying to kind of look at my bucket list in a... It's the easiest way for me to describe the things I've never done before. And it's actually Mr. Brian Powers from Drive who sort of mentioned to me, he went, Rob, do you know there's a Brentwood Firewalk happening? I went, is there? This is when I was putting the list together. I said, that's fantastic. That would be a brilliant thing for my list. So I stuck it on there, only knowing that it was possibly going to be happening. And look, lo and behold, it is.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It's
that is fate. You're definitely...
Destiny.
You're in the running for this one, so
I
to
am,
speak.
I am. the man's a poet. He doesn't even know it. No, it's fantastic. So, Brentwood Firewalk. All right, let's sum it up then. When is it happening?
What we're going to do is put an event on called the Brentwood Firewalk, and it's for all the people in Brentwood, Balsden, Billericay and Wickford. Come along on the 17th of May of this year, around 7 o'clock in the evening. We're going to put the event on. We've got a company coming down. It's going to dig the pits, put the fire, start the fire up, get it up to about 800 degrees.
What? Hang on. You did mention it was 800 degrees.
Oh,
that's quite hot.
It can be warmer, but it can be a lot warmer than that. But 800 degrees, it's about 12 feet long. And the aim of the day is you take your shoes, your socks off, the company will put on a motivational talk for about a couple of hours, and then
it's going to take a couple of hours to motivate me to walk across 800 degrees.
And then you're going down to the pits, which will be outside the Brentwood Centre in Brentwood, and then you've got to walk across the fire. And when
you make it sound so simple.
It is simple. It is simple. There are good reasons why your feet won't burn.
Unless
you stop, of course.
Oh, okay. So don't stop.
As long as you keep walking, as long as you're well motivated. Walk across that 12-foot pit, okay? Having got a charity, because the the aim of the 17th of May is that we put on the event.
Yep.
We get the company down.
Yep.
We've got the wonderful people at the Brentwood Centre and Phoenix FM are going to come down and help us. Hopefully we're going to have a band there as well.
Great.
We're going to have family stalls.
Excellent.
And then what you do is, all you've got to do is, once you've applied, you've paid your £50, which will be for the event itself.
Yep.
And raise loads of money for charity. And it'll be one of them things, like you say, bucket list. I mean, I spoke about what I did for my bucket list.
I've just retired.
And I thought, right, what's on my bucket list? What can I do? And it's not as adventurous as yours, I must admit, because I know you're doing a parachute jump.
Yeah, I am.
And I've
announced
that on air, so you're going to have to. You're going to do a firewalk on the 17th of May. But on my bucket list was to get a tattoo. So I've done it. I went out there. I'm a bit older than you.
I like your son. You're a man of my liking.
And I went out and got this tattoo. I mean, the young lady at Urban Ink thought it was a bit strange, me going in there with me whistle and flute on, to get a tattoo on my arm, especially at
Did
my
age.
Did
you go in a suit as well? That's even better.
I know. It's brilliant. The only thing is, I would say, firewalking's not on my list.
It's not.
No, because that's one of the exemptions that we've got to say, is if you've got diabetes, which I've got...
Yeah.
I'm afraid that's all that. But anything else, as long as you can walk across the firewalk, and it's not running, it's just a nice, speedy, determined walk across the 12 feet of burning embers at 800 degrees. If you can do that, you can earn loads of money for charity. And we're encouraging all the charities to come down.
Yeah.
They don't have to do much. all the charities have to do is nominate an ambassador, somebody that's willing to do it. Yeah. I'm sure you're going to do it for charity.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
To come along to the Brentwood Centre on the 17th of May, and I keep repeating that just so you don't forget.
Yep.
And then you can walk. You can walk and you can have loads of money for local charities. And it's about inspiring people, and it's about inspiring volunteers. All the people that put this together, which includes Bennett Funeral Directors under the chairmanship of Jane Bennett, who supported us all the way, and she's providing a lot of work and she's helping on the committee. And we're going to put it on, so all you have to do is just to come along.
Come down and do it.
Yeah, fantastic.
Come down and do it.
I mean, it's something that's been going on for hundreds and hundreds of years. It's quite safe. People have been burned, not denying that. But that's the risk. But we'll have first aiders there on the scene.
Exactly, there'll be first aiders.
No, I mean, all joking aside, it is a safe event. There are lots of the company that's come down are very, very professional. And what we want to do, and it's because a lot of companies nowadays, believe it or not, they actually use it as part of the motivational training. It's used to motivate.
Motivational training, I like
it. Yes, that's a big out-the-box kind of term, isn't it? But it's about this talk that they have. It's about believing in yourself. It's about understanding your fears. And it's about tackling them fears and going across this 800 degrees burning oak embers.
Oh, man, it sounds good. I'm really excited for this. It sounds... Do you know what? This sounds really, really good. Let's get coffee. Let's talk more.
Phoenix FM.
I'll have you know, my name's Rob. I'm here on the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show with a man who's named Paul. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Rob.
Back. Right, we've got coffee. We've coffeed up now. And we're warming the cockles with talk of Brentwood Firewalk. That wasn't supposed to rhyme, but it did, and I'm going with it. Firewalk. Sounds dangerous. 800 degrees, apparently. And fancy a go? You can have a go. In May. May the 17th.
That's correct.
Yes, May the 17th at the Brentwood Centre. Now, you kept mentioning we have organised this, but I didn't quite catch who we are. Well, who are we?
Well, the original concept came from a lady called Jane Bennett, who runs Bennett Funeral Directors, which have got a footprint in Brentwood, as you know, down on the London Road, but they've also got places in Billericay and a number of other Essex towns.
Yep.
And Jane approached me and asked me, you know, would I be interested in getting involved in something like that? And as it was for charity, and I was
It was Jane's idea.
Well, it's not only Jane's, there's two chaps that work for the station, Ben and Steve, who do inspiring people. I mean, you obviously know them because they're one of your colleagues. They're fantastic. They got involved. And they also put the idea to Jane. And as a group, we got it up and running. And
so what I'm trying to work out, though, is who am I to blame? Because obviously I'm going to be doing this now, because obviously, as I mentioned to you earlier, and I briefly mentioned, obviously, my list of things that I've never done, one of them is to walk on fire. And thanks to yourself and everyone that's got it together to put this together, I can now tick this one off my list. But who am I? Which one person was the idea sparked? Well, where did it come from?
Do you want the actual reason, the actual person, or do you want the legal thing? Well, it's a company. We're going to
There's
a company that specialises in putting this on.
Yeah.
We'll bring them down. They're very professional in what they do. You can obtain the application form through Bennett's Funerals. We've got a footprint on Twitter. We've got a footprint on Facebook. You can do it through Phoenix FM. And I'll give you the details at the end of our little chat.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, you can blame me, but I'm not going to take ownership for it. But I mean, all done to say, it is reasonably safe.
No, of course it is. I understand.
It's 800 degrees.
It's like skydiving, let's be honest. Quickly digress off the skydiving. It's jumping out of a plane.
Yeah.
But of course it's safe. There's lots of practice, and these guys are professionals. They're coming down, they're building these pits. There's going to be, like, talks, as you say, motivational talks to get you
in
the right mindset, so you're ready to tackle it, you know. It is, for some people, it's a bit like, I guess, like, you know, those glass floors you get in really tall towers.
Yes.
Is that in your head, that little monologue in your head that says, right, it's fine, it's safe, it's okay, it's fine, ready? Go for it. And then it's just do it.
Exactly that. And at the end of it, you won't realise you've done it. Because I met somebody that actually done a firewalk. I haven't done one myself. But I've met somebody that's done it. And when he got to the end...
So I'll do it again.
Oh, yeah. Well, he was like, what happened there? You know, what was the issue about this firework? It's 800 degrees and it's 12 feet long, but I've done it.
And then
you can go away and that can be an experience for the rest of your life.
Off the list.
It's about inspiring people, because we not only want the people to come down and do the firework, but we want you to be supported by your families. We want you to be supported by local people. And this is about local charities. What we're going to try and do, we're not saying don't do it for a big charity, a countrywide charity, but we are about inspiring people in Brentwood, Billericay and Basildon. That's what it is. This is our local area, so it's local charities. Come down, loads of money, have a great evening down here. Brentwood Centre have been fantastic. They've put on a load of stuff, and I know Phoenix FM are going to have a footprint there. They're going to be on the radio talking about all these things, and I really appreciate you inviting me along today, but it's going to be a great event. I'm really looking forward to it. 17th of May.
Make sure your diaries are free. It's 7 o'clock start. So it'll be quite nice by May. By the sort of middle of May, the sun will be going down at sort of 8 o'clock, so it'll be sort of sunset time, dusk time. You know, it's going to look really good as well, isn't it? It's going to be starting to get dark, and the embers will sort of light up everything. It's going to look
fantastic.
Amazing.
And just to put it in context, a bit of historic about firewalking. The longest firewalk that ever took place was in the States, in Pennsylvania, on the 2nd of July, 1998. 15 firewalkers, without injury, walked along a fire pit, which was 165 feet long, and nobody got any injuries. We're only talking sort of 12 feet. That's what we're talking.
Absolutely. 165 feet.
Yeah, I mean, firewalking goes back to about 1200s, where people have used this, and tribes have used it historically as part of their growing up ceremonies. So women and men...
It's like the childhood, isn't it? Childhood to adulthood.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Passing of...
wrestling with a lion or rugby tackling a buffalo and this sort of thing. But no, this is it goes back.
Yeah, no,
I mean,
absolutely.
There was even in Pakistan... In Pakistan, they used it as part of the village, whether you were guilty, if you committed a crime, whether you were guilty or innocent. Now, if you were guilty and you walked across, if you were in the trial, you walked across, your feet were burnt, you were guilty.
Oh, right,
and you were convicted.
Okay.
But if you walked across and your feet weren't burnt, you're innocent.
You've learned something on a Wednesday morning. How about that?
And we want all the people taking part in this firewalk to be innocent. We want them to go across and we want them to have a great time and come down here, Brentwood Centre, 17th of May, and it'll just be up. It's going to be absolutely fantastic.
It is. It's going to be out of this world. It's going to be brilliant. All the details you need, where are they online? Where's the number one place to go?
We've got a Facebook page, and it's
Brentwood Firewalk.
Brentwood Firewalk. It's BWD Firewalk 2014. I'm afraid because of Facebook, for some reason, you can't put a long thing. I know.
Facebook.
What is that about? I don't do it myself, but I mean, told it's a great resource. But if you have a look on there,
BWD Firewalk 2014 on Facebook and also on Twitter.
It's
at BWD Firewalk 2014.
Yeah, put that in there, and we've got a Twitter feed out there. Contact Jane Bennett down at Bennett Funeral Directors. Contact Phoenix FM. They can put you in contact with us.
Absolutely.
We put the forms online. All you've got to do is fill in the form. Like I say, it will be a charge, but that's just to cover getting the company in.
Yeah.
And we're looking for sponsorship as well. So if there's any companies out there
team building exercise.
Team building exercise.
And got new staff initiations.
That's it. I can't think of a better way of doing it. You know, are they guilty or innocent? Are they going to be a good worker or a bad worker?
Exactly.
Get them
it.
Across the firewall. I'm not too sure about that, but anyway. If you want to get companies want to come in, they want some exposure, want to be involved in a great event, okay, as Phoenix FM and Bennett Funeral Directors are, they want to be involved in a great event, come down and have a chat with us. Myself, and I can be contacted on my Brentwood home number, and I live in South Weald, on 215 394, or Bennett Funeral Directors. If you go onto Bennett's website, Funeral Directors' website, there's a link there that will take you straight to the Brentwood Firework page. So,
perfect.
And you won't get burnt. I know it's 800 degrees.
Yeah, excellent. No, it's great. No, it's fantastic. We'll have obviously all the details on the Phoenix website as well. But I will be going on about this as we go through the weeks, as we get closer and closer to the time, I will certainly be banging on about this because, as I mentioned, it's on my list of things to do. So stay tuned. I'll be telling you more about it. And if you want any more info, get in touch with me, get in touch with Paul. You know what to do. You know what to do, all right? Paul, thank you very much for coming in this morning.
It's great to be here, Rob. It's the first time I've been on the radio, I've just retired. I'm getting involved in loads of charity things, and it's all about helping the people around here.
Absolutely, it really is, isn't it?
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.